Radio Q94, Maniac in Motion, 656.
Hey, are you Maniac?
Yeah, who are you?
Well, what's that button for right there?
This button right here?
Yeah.
It starts the commercials that are on these tape cartridges
okay,
over
good,
here.
Good, all right. Well, thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
What do you want to know that for? Q94, where do these people come from? Guy comes in off the street and starts asking me 20 questions about my studio. It's just before 7 o'clock from your favorite radio station, Q94, KXIQ. Ben, as we very cautiously lift the curtain on the fifth and final hour, Central Oregon's great service of the airwaves, Maniac Radio Program. Drew During it as the Maniac is not quite as stupid as he seems during this program. He and Radio Q94 scan on the war here, Maniac in Motion 704. Go on, get out of here. I'm on the air. All right, go on. Okay, door's shut. Very strange individual in here. Several of you probably heard about 6, 7, 8 minutes ago. Guy just comes in out of nowhere and comes walking in here like he owns the place, you know? And he says, what does this button do? What does this button do? You know, and I'm telling him about how it works. I figure, okay, you know, he's just interested. And I thought he'd leave. I showed him the whole Q94 master control, and I thought that would be the end of it. And he's just kind of hanging around out in the lobby, watching me. Pretty scary stuff. It's 7:05,
August 19th.
Q94, Maniac in Motion. It's 7:07. Coming up, new stuff from the Doobie Brothers.
Hey, wait a minute.
What are you doing here?
Listen, I think you got a phone call on line 3.
Okay, I'll go ahead and get it.
Okay. No, you can't.
Oh, that's the hotline.
You gotta take it outside the studio.
Okay.
Outside
that's
the studio.
Well, I'm the only one here.
Yeah, I know.
Well, I just showed you how everything works. Do you think you could maybe push a button for me while I'm gone?
I don't know. What?
Well, all you have to do is, okay, I'm going to play this song right here, and then when that's over, just go ahead and push that button right over there.
Which button is it?
If I'm not back by then. Just make sure you push button number 18 when
okay,
the song is over.
Okay.
All right, Q94 708. Here's New Doobie Brothers. It's Need a Little Taste of Love on the Q.
Get that phone, okay?
All right.
Q94. Good evening. Little does Maniac know, he's on the phone outside the studio, that I'm his new replacement from Seattle. Don't tell any. I mean, don't call him. Don't let him know what's happening. I don't think he can hear me outside the studio, so it's going to be fun. No, I'm pumped. I'm ready to go on the air live here. He just doesn't know, you see. We have to pull this on him because he's a maniac. I mean, that's how he got his name. Q94, it is 7:15, and good evening to you. Boy, what a great afternoon. I just can't believe it.
I can beautiful take area it now. I'm done. I'm back.
Okay.
Hey, you don't sound too
take
bad.
You could take it for now, I guess, if you want.
What do you mean, can I take it for now? This is my program.
Well, you know.
Boy, give the guy a compliment and he gets pushy. 7:16.
Either all new dinner menu.
Q94, Maniac in Motion at 7:18. What? What in the world? You know, I don't mean to be rude, especially on the radio, but what are you doing here? Why are you still here? You've been hanging around the radio station for half an hour now. I've showed you everything. You've had your little sightseeing tour. Now you can be a good boy and run along and go home. Why are you still here?
Well, you know, I mean, nobody's talked to you yet?
Talk to me about what?
Oh, well, just a minute. Well, just play some music, and then I'll find somebody to talk to you to explain.
Talk to me about who are you?
Well, you know, we'll talk about that in a minute.
Q94, Q Skywatch, fair tonight, low 40 tomorrow, mostly sunny, high near 80, currently at the radio station at 68. Here at Radio Q94, 7:23, Maniac in Motion. I'm about ready to call the cops on...
Wait a minute.
What?
You know,
I guess I really should explain, but...
Well, you should explain. You don't just walk into a radio station, invade the guy's show, and start talking on the air.
All right. I can tell you're getting hot. I can tell you're getting upset. Now, just a minute, Maniac. It's all right, okay? But I got a contract here, and I'm going to be taking over your show in the afternoons.
Yeah, right.
I'm your replacement.
Yeah, right.
Now, really,
I believe in the Tooth Fairy, too.
No, wait a second. Wait, just look at the... Here's the paper, see? Signed by your general manager and your program director. Check it out. Really, I drove down from Seattle today and...
Listen to this guy.
Really, I'm serious.
I think we should call the men to come take him away, you know what I'm saying?
No, what? No, really, see, I'm really...
It says...
A contract, see?
Greg Lenny hereby becomes afternoon air personality on KXIQ as of Thursday, August 17th, 1989.
If I'm lying, I'm dying.
They got these things at the joke store.
No, really. You need to check it out.
This is totally ridiculous. I am the Maniac. This is my afternoon radio program. I have been here since December of last year. I have been here through Pole Pedal Paddle. I have been here through the New Year celebration. I have been here through Home Fair.
Okay, so you've been through a lot. But, I mean, now maybe you should take a vacation. Go to Iowa or something.
Take vacation. Listen, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. You got about 5 minutes to get out of here. I'm going to call
the
cops, and then I'm going to call our program director.
Okay, you can do that if you want.
Well, I'm going to make some phone calls. It'll be the end of you. There's all kinds in this world. It's Benjamin Orr. Stay the night from Q94. He had Radio Q94, 728. Well, you're asking for it, guy.
No,
cops are on the way,
and our program director's
on the way, too.
I got this contract, and this is what I'm going to have to
show. I called Kerry O'Donnell, and he said I'll be down here right away.
Wait a minute. I'm here.
What's up?
We have a problem.
Yeah?
This guy here has this little piece of paper that he got down at Joe's Joke Store, and he's in here telling me that he's going to take over my radio program. Isn't that hilarious?
Kerry, this is your signature, right?
What time is it? 729. No comment at this time.
Well, what do you mean, no comment? Get the guy out of here. I'm trying to do a radio show, and this guy's in here pestering me.
Well,
I can't be doing this.
The guy says he drove all the way down from Seattle or something.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, he says he came down here from Seattle, and he says he's going to take over my radio show. Well, what a joke, you know?
Well, no
have a few laughs.
Just go ahead and play some music or whatever you do best.
Come back
and,
about 8.
Yeah.
Well, is there any truth? I mean, I've got a right to know this.
Well, I'll come back about 8.
You come back about 8?
Yeah.
You got to come back right now.
See, I'm glad he made this trip down.
You got to come back right now. I can't go on
like this.
Well, what do you mean it's okay? Well, count your minutes, guy, because they're coming to take you away in the van.
Well, I don't know, because you got a half hour left.
Yeah. People these days, you can't win with them sometimes.
Stuck on you.
He had Radio Q94, Lionel Richie, Stuck on You. We are in the midst of a serious crisis here at the radio station. Don't worry, it's going to be taken care of. I have an idea. I know what I am going to do to combat this nuisance that I have. It is totally untrue. The Maniac is not being replaced. That couldn't be possible, and it's not going to happen. And I've, What do you want now?
Well, I just, you know, those are really nice headphones you have there.
Well, thanks.
What kind are they? Sennheisers?
They're Sennheisers.
Cool.
What kind of
microphone is
that? 414s.
It's a Shure mic.
Dynamic, yeah.
Nice studio, though. Really nice.
You know, I hope you enjoy the view of the studio.
Yeah, it's great.
Because when we find out what's really happening here...
Well, you heard from Kerry, though, so that's the only thing.
Yeah. How much did you pay him to go along with this? I mean, this is serious.
This is serious. Well,
you don't understand how serious this is to just walk into a radio station and try and take control of it. You can't do that. And when we find out what's really going on here, you're going to be spending time in jail.
Wait a second. Wait a minute.
Listening to me on the radio.
I think you have a call on line 3 again, actually.
All right.
You have to take it out of the studio.
Well, there's only one thing I can do. There's only one thing I can do in a case like this. Well, we're going to do it next.
Actions.
Q94 Mediac 737. For those of you just tuning in, here's what's going on. We've got a serious situation here at the radio station. Approximately 45 minutes ago, an unnamed gentleman, if you want to call him that, came into the radio station, just walked in, you know, somebody left the door open. So this guy walks in and he starts asking me about the equipment. No big deal, you know, a guy just wanted to see the radio station. So I start showing him things. Then he starts telling me that he has come down here from Seattle to take over my radio program. And I says, well, yeah, sure, you know. So I tried to get to the root of the problem. I tried to contact our program director, Kerry O'Donnell, to no avail. He was in here. We had him on the air. I asked him point blank, and he was very vague. He won't tell me anything. We have to know what's going on, ladies and gentlemen, and there is only one way that we can do this. We're going to have to go totally nuts on the radio and barricade ourselves inside these studios here at Q94. I have the door locked right now. They haven't discovered that yet, but they will shortly. Until I get an explanation, this is where I stay. It's Michael Cimbello on Q94. Music Q94 741 Maniac inside the studio. I have locked the door. I am keeping them at bay. You can't get in. It's locked. You don't have a key and it is locked and you can't get in. And I'm not letting you in and I'm not coming out until I get an explanation of what the heck's going on around here. And I'm going to keep playing this darn record. It's the only way to go. No, no, no. Mo's Music Q94 745. What in the world is that? You can't come in. You can't come in. It ain't gonna work. I don't care what kind of a carbide drill bit you get. You ain't coming in. It's not gonna work. It's not gonna work. Not until I get an explanation. I am staying right where I is, and you are staying outside.
Okay, that's good. That's good. All right.
I didn't think you guys could get in here.
Well, you know.
Hey, mayor men cannot stop drill bits, you know?
excuse me, Mr. Maniac.
Q94 at 749. We're still on the radio, so we have to sound like we know what we're doing. Well, since you broke in here now, and since you shut the record off,
Mr. Maniac,
will you tell me exactly
really,
what's going on
really
here?
Really do need to talk to you. You know those headaches you've been having?
Yeah.
You know, those awful headaches.
You weren't supposed to know about that. Rule number one is never tell the program director what's mentally wrong.
Well, he found out. The doctors were concerned, and, should I just go ahead and say what we're going to do here?
I wish you'd tell me,
please. The maniac has kind of been unstable and having the headaches, stuff like that. Well, we think you need a rest, pal. So we're going to send you a nice, quiet little place with some friends.
Everything will be all right.
We're going to send you to stay with some friends. And
where am I going?
A lot of nice people that
I like
that
it here in
you.
Oregon.
You can.
Nice.
A lot of arts and crafts with corn cobs and stuff like that. You know, corn shucks.
Everything will be okay.
There's a lot of crafts, and you can go for nature walks. And
you're sending
like
me back to Iowa?
Yeah. It's a nice place out in the country. Out in the country there.
Like maybe in Fort Dodge, Iowa.
Well, yeah, that's where the place is located.
Yeah.
The nice doctors and
really
nurses
start
there.
You
start tomorrow.
I really started tomorrow, but I kind of wanted to come up here and let you know this happened.
Greg Lenny starts tomorrow, 3, here on Q94.
Yeah.
Well, I guess that means it's it. Can I at least say goodbye to everybody?
Well, sure. Why not?
Because
we'll give you a couple minutes. Yeah. Oh, we do want to say that the drill was courtesy of Ed's Hardware Store. Thank you, Ed.
Is that Mr. Ed's Hardware Store?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, all right. There's obviously nothing I can do about this. It's been decided, and it is official, and stupid me for not believing it. You know, nothing is forever.
This jacket won't hurt.
If I could just say goodbye to the people that have been good to me and that have supported me, I'd like to do that. You know, one of the things in radio is it's constant change, and sometimes you have to make a move. It's not anything against where you're at or anything. It's just sometimes you get a chance to expand your horizons. You get an opportunity, and you got to do what you got to do. I've been offered and have accepted a position at KRIT Radio in Fort Dodge, Iowa. I'm going to be taking my first shot at morning drive, the prime time of radio. I'm going to miss everybody here. I want to thank all of you for calling and participating in the program because you truly make it what it is today. I'd like to thank Bonnie Shields for spending her time and energy bringing me out here to Bend at KXIQ back in December of 1988. And until we meet again, God bless Central Oregon. Good night.